Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires page by page and then talk about it. This is page number 143. House, the dogs weaving back and forth in front of him before they spotted some sort of animal and tore off into the underbrush. He knocked politely at the front door, though after all the barking, his presence could hardly be a surprise. The door opened a couple inches, and for a moment, all Bass could see was a slender slice of darkness. Then the door opened a little wider, revealing Reich's mother. She was tall, and her curling brown hair was springing loose from the braid that hung down her back. She swung the door fully open, holding a tiny, half-naked baby in the curve of her arm. Its round face was pressed into her breast, and it was sucking busily, making small grunting noises. Glancing down, Bess smiled happily at the baby. She followed his gaze down and stared fondly at her nursing child for a moment, too. Then she looked back up to favor Bass with a warm smile. "Hello, Bass. What can I do for you?" "Well," he said, "I was wondering, ma'am, that is, Mrs. Williams." "Nettie is fine, Bass," she said indulgently. With the notable exception of Crazy Martin, most of the townsfolk found Bass pleasant enough, though most of them also ended the page. "I'm Joy."
"I'm John."
"I'm Patrick."
So for as puritanical as I occasionally can be, I am 100% here for normalizing nursing.
Yeah, there's no need to nurse in a bathroom stall. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, why are we making it weird?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, like caring for children is beautiful, and this is one of the most natural things that you can possibly conceive of, and it shouldn't be crazy. So, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty normalized around here in New York, but I don't know what it's like. At least when I used to live in Ohio, it was definitely not a thing people did in public.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not saying like, yeah, just like, you know, everything's flopping around all over the place, but
everything's flopping around.
but like to look askance at a mother who's nursing in public is like, nah, that's, it ain't that.
Yeah. I mean, so
or that ain't in, it.
Actually, it, that ain't it. For say, sure. Yes. In New York State, it is legal for women to be topless anywhere. Men can be topless. So, like, if you have a sign on your door that says no shirt, no shoes, no service, whatever, that's fine, whatever. But and that's actually due to protests back in, I want to say the 70s or 80s in Rochester, New York, where a group of women went to the mall and breastfed their children. And then they were arrested for that.
It was a feed-in,
basically. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, then they challenged that up to the state courts, and it's now legal for women to be topless anywhere men can be topless.
How about that?
It's actually like a big deal if you're a business in New York. You can't tell women what to wear. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful.
Wow. All right. Well, this has been New York History Corner.
Anyway, I think this is like a very sweet little page. And I really like this little slim sliver of darkness or whatever. I'm not looking.
Yeah. At like the double alliteration or like the,
slender like slice.
It's not just the first letter. It's the first two letters of both words. And that's, that's fun.
A slender slice of darkness. That's what I'm going to start calling RJ.
That's wow, perfect. Okay.
I do think Bast is earlier on they kind of said that most of the townsfolk think that Bast is kind of simple. And I think he's kind of playing, I assume that's what it's going to say on the next page we kind of cut off before the end of the sentence. But I think he's kind of playing that up here. doing the well, he said, I was wondering, ma'am, that is Mrs. Williams.
Yeah, this like put on aw shucks kind of, you know, approach here is definitely a whole game.
You definitely I think he's feel, definitely hamming it up for that.
Yeah. You definitely feel how like Pat Rothfuss writes these moments sort of similarly for Quoth and Bast, where like they're like putting on like a way of being around other people.
I'm just a simple country Bast.
Yeah. Makes me think something about Mr. Rothfuss himself. I mean, we all do like these kind of things where we act a certain way to make a certain impression, but it happens more in these books than in real life. So yeah. It's notable. I think Patrick Rothfuss is definitely making sure that we know that this is Reich's mother. Like, it's not just like the Williams, or like on the previous page, we get something about Reich's something or other, Reich's house, but we're like Reich's mother again on the next page. Just to be clear, this is Reich's mom.
Yeah. Very clear who we're talking to. There's no mystery here.
Nettie Williams.
Like, I feel the, like, when it says that she says indulgently to him, like, Nettie is fine, Bast. Like, I hear, like, any number of just, like, you know, sort of sweet matronly women, you know, like, just, okay, yes, Nettie is fine, Bast. Like, go ahead. What do you it's need?
Just reminds me of like a really nice teacher you had.
Yes.
You know, that just.
It's Mrs. Stewart for sure.
just really, really sweet teacher. That's just, you know, maybe the teacher would probably still want to be called Mrs. whatever, Mr. you know, whatever. But just a really nice teacher you have that just like, you know, is really talking with you like you're a person and not just another student.
What do you guys think Nettie is short for?
Ooh.
I was wondering that.
Natalia. It's Natalia Lackless. No. Time loop confirmed. No.
We found her. She's not killed by the Chandrian.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
Like many, many layers of tinfoil and that.
Seth just never went down to their house. His mother's been there the whole time.
I can't think of any names, women's names that start with N-E-T.
Yeah,
like Natalie, Natalia. That's like,
I guess it could be Natalia.
So actually, yeah. My great grandmother's name was Nettie, N E T T I E, exactly like
Antoinette.
That.
Bill says Antoinette. Bill say that's Antoinette. A good one. Antoinette is a like really believable one. Yeah, it could just be Nettie.
Yeah, and you're right. Nettie could just be her name. My wife's grandmother was named Betty, like that. That was her name, was Betty.
Yeah, my aunt's name is Wendy. It's not short for anything. Henrietta. We love Henrietta for this. I feel like Henrietta fits this farm a little better.
There you go.
Yeah. See, I don't know. Henrietta feels like slightly more like refined. Than Newer, like I would tend to think that Nettie is just like straight up her name, and that it's not short for anything.
I'll buy that. Okay.
Do you know what Gimli's short for?
A dwarf.
It's because he's got little legs.
Yeah.
No one says anything.
You all love the joke, admit it.
All right. Well, we'll probably make some more dad jokes of varying quality on tomorrow's narrow page.
All dad jokes are excellent quality. Narrow page.
Page.